Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a local Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I spend each day, no matter the weather, taking care of our cows. Nothing makes us happier than spending time with our cows, except for maybe a bowl of ice cream at the end of the day. We take pride in knowing our milk is the best because it comes from the best cared for cows. Learn about dairy farm families like mine at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, the standout news yesterday was the weakness of boxed beef. After a seemingly ending rise of prices, choice cutout was down 43 cents. Select was down 21 cents. Now, the question is it possible that Memorial Day will actually top the market? It certainly is plausible that demand may slow, but prices still may remain high as consumers want beef and have sufficient disposable income to spend on it. Cattle futures could not find sufficient support to close higher, though. Cash was traded about steady with Tuesdays, with cattle in the South a dollar higher at 119 to 120. The June, August, and October hog futures contracts were able to post new highs yesterday before slipping back. June was the only contract closing slightly higher. Both cash and cutouts were weaker, and the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report was down 251, cutouts down 54 cents. Packers are not aggressive as the overall kill may be less due to the Memorial Day weekend. Well, July Kansas City wheat is trading about 6 cents higher early today, possibly finding support near the $6 mark after dropping over $1.30 a bushel in less than 3 weeks. All three wheats have been sharp losses for over 2 weeks, but are higher early today, led by a 7 cent gain in September Minneapolis wheat. Rain in the southern plains and lower corn prices have explained the bulk of wheat's recent losses, and more rain is about to hit the southern plains, with the heaviest amounts expected next Sunday and Monday. July corn is trading about 1.5 cents higher early today, finding support above its 50-day average at 612. July corn prices have fallen over a dollar since early May, but the curious thing is that corn's demand clues remain bullish. Unlike soybeans, where basis has fallen apart and meal is taking new lows, DTN's national corn basis remains historically strong, and July corn has a chance of finding support near its lowest price in a month. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
June live cattle down 27 cents, 116.45. August down 77 yesterday, 119.32. August feeder cattle down 147, 155.20. September down 82 cents, 157.10. And June hogs up 2 cents, 115.27. Kansas City wheat, July down 5 3/4, 598 3/4. September now 5 1/4, 606 1/4. Chicago wheat, July down 8 cents at 648 1/2. September down 7 1/2 at 652 1/2. July corn is up 4 1/4, 624 1/2. And September is up 6 cents at 547 1/4. July soybeans down 8 1/4, 1503 1/2. August down 7 1/2, 1453.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.